Let's play a game this morning, a game show. You guys want to play a game this morning to get us going? All right. We're going to do a new game show this morning. It's called Who Am I? Worked on different emphasis on different words. That's what it ended up being. Who am I? I'm going to tell you guys about a Bible character or person in the Bible. And I'd like you to listen to the whole entire thing. I will ask this beautiful question. Who am I? And then I want you to shout out the answer. Now, I know that we're a competitive group. No. You know how I know that? Come to Bible study. Either one of them. Either Bible study, y'all. Either one. So I know you're a competitive group, and I want you to know that there are no losers in this game, only winners. And the only prize is just the mere satisfaction that you knew the answer. You guys are like, wah, wah, wah. we want prizes. All right, so who am I? Let's commence, all right? I hid spies in my home that were sent by Joshua to scope out Jericho. I lied to the king's men when they came to find them and sent them on a totally different way. But really, the spies were up on my roof where I had secretly stashed them. Because of my kindness, the Israelites showed my home mercy and didn't destroy us when they conquered Jericho. The signal as to the location of my family was a scarlet cord hung out the window. Everyone died in Jericho that day but my family. Oh, and did I mention my occupation? That's right, I'm a prostitute. Who am I?
Rahab.
Oh, good job, you guys. Rahab, very good. All right, one for one. Everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner. Rahab, you're going to find her story in Joshua 2. In this story, we find a woman who lied. She lied, didn't she? She flat out lied. She was not an Israelite, so she was a Gentile. And her occupation was a prostitute. But God still used her, didn't he? She knew who the one true God was. If you read the scripture in Joshua 2, which I know you're all going to go and read this week. And that saved her family. Her knowing one true God and who the Israelites were. She believed in their God. It saved her family. And her family was eventually, did you guys know this? You did. Of course you did. Was in the bloodline of Jesus, the Messiah. Right? Very cool. Joshua 2. Very good. You guys are one for one. Here's the next one, number two. My story in the Bible is one of the oldest that you can find. Myself and my family were spared, you're going to totally get it now, from the great flood. I was 700 years old when I built my big boat, and I loaded up two of every creature on the earth. My family and I took shelter on that boat for 40 days. I was obedient to God and did everything he asked me. Who am I? You're Noah, of course it's Noah. Noah, you can find his story in Genesis 6 this week as you read that. Noah was old, wasn't he? He loved God. He was old. He was obedient. He feared God. He loved God. He was an example to his family, and through him, the human race continued after the great flood. Noah. Very good. So we have an old dude that was used. Did you know if you're old, you can be used? Thank you. I mean, in a good way. For God. Did you know that if you were old, you could be utilized for God? All right, number three. We have four of these. You guys are two for two, I might add. I was a young girl. You're going to get this one easily, too. But I was a young girl. My life changed in an instant with the visit from Gabriel, an angel of God. He told me I shouldn't be scared and that I was highly favored. He gave me the news that I was going to give birth to God's own son, even though I hadn't been with the man. How was this going to happen, I asked myself. And then I asked myself, what is Joseph going to think about this? Well, most of you all know the rest of my story, what all happened from there. It all happened just like the angel said it was going to happen. Because, well, we all know nothing is impossible with God. Who am I?
Mary.
Well, I am Mary, all 3 for 3. Don't you guys feel just so satisfied that you're so smart? Yes, Mary, you can find her story in Luke 1 this week when you read that on Wednesday before you come to Bible study. She was young, teenager, woman, virgin, by human standards, completely insignificant. But she brought the Messiah into this world, didn't she? Very good. 3 for 3. Okay. You're going to get this one too, but I'm going to give it, I'll do it anyway. 4. Number 4. I was a feared Pharisee. Under my watch at the time, no one was going to spread this news about some guy named Jesus. In fact, I did what I could to round up the followers of the way and throw them into prison, or even worse, kill them. One day, I was minding my own business, just persecuting Jesus lovers on my way to Damascus, when I saw a flash from heaven and Jesus spoke to me. I went blind and it took a guy coming to heal me to restore my physical vision, and my spiritual vision was restored as well. My spiritual sight has never been the same. From that moment on, I did all I could to teach, preach, and write letters to people to know about Jesus. Who am I?
Saul.
Very good. I was going to be tricky. You could have said Paul. I was going to give it to you if you said Paul. Saul/Paul. You can read his story of his conversion road to Damascus in Acts 9. That would be probably your Thursday homework. Acts 9. So 4 for 4. You guys are 4 for 4. Who am I? You guys feel good about yourself? Very good. I could and almost did go on and on with this game show, but I decided to stop at 4. I know. There's so many stories in this Bible, aren't there? People doing amazing, awesome things. And guess what? They were all different, weren't they? They had a similarity, God. We'll get to that in a few minutes about us too. But different in so many different ways. We have old, young, male, female, Jew, Gentile, and they're all working out things for God's good, right? We preached on that a couple of weeks ago, right? They each had a mission. They each had a story. They each have a testimony. And it all worked out for the glory of God and are recorded in this awesome book we call the Bible. It's what I love about the Bible. I love reading about characters of the Bible, man. They're so fun to read and learn and dissect. Their stories, their testimonies that are all there for us to just go over as many times as we want to. It shows to me when I read these things and these stories about these people and what they went through, it shows me who God is. You see the character of God, the characteristics of God. And that's what this church is all about, right? You guys get that. Learning about who God is, learning who Jesus is, being around other believers and sharing stories of the Bible, but also our own stories, to learn who God is and how God's worked in all of our lives. We've entered into June, and I can't believe that it's June. Can you guys believe that it's June? We've entered into June, and this is known as Pride Month around these parts, right? Pride Month, where we focus oftentimes on the LGBT community and celebrating who we are. And I know for me, I celebrate who I am in Christ during this month. But I was thinking about our church. I was thinking about all of our diversity. All of our diversity in this room. Not just the LGBT community, which is represented, but we have so many different people with so many different backgrounds and stories and things that come into this place and worship, and that are a part of our church family. Agreed? Yeah. We're all different on how we look on the outside, and then we're all different on the inside. For example, I mean, simple things like the things that we like to do, our hobbies that we do in our free time, the gifts that we've been given to serve God, on and on and on. The list goes on and on. We also have different backgrounds and stories and moments with God, just like the people that I was telling you about in Who Am I? We all have stories to tell and moments that God worked in our life that we can share with other people, with our church family. So during this month of June, we're going to do something a little bit different. And I wanted to use this morning's sermon just to kind of set the stage for what the month of June is going to look like around here at Christ the Cornerstone. Because God placed it on my heart a while ago for us to hear from some of you in the congregation about what God's done for you and what God has done in your life. So Sundays during this month are going to be a time where we hear those stories to emphasize and show God's love and how he works in all of our lives in such different ways. No story's the same, right? No story's the same. And I know our stories aren't canonized in an official Bible, but I feel that this is a way for God to be able to open us up to talk openly about our stories, our differences, our testimonies, so that we can continue to learn. The main goal is we're continuing to learn about God through others. So I prayed about it a lot, just FYI. And God spoke to me, and he put on my heart a few certain people to ask to come up here over the next few weeks throughout this month to tell their story. So these are people that God put on my heart. So I'm just kind of following God's lead with this. And it's all going to turn out beautifully. I just know. I prayed and asked these people to come up and tell their stories about who they are in Christ, who God is to them, what God has done for them, how he worked in their life, how he got them to Christ the Cornerstone Church. So we're going to hear different people who look different, have all kinds of different things on the inside, and then they have a completely different story about who God is to them. We're going to hear these stories, and then we're going to be able to apply it to our life and add it to who we know God is and how God works. So we're going to have a lot of diversity happening during this month of June. Because I think it takes each one of us telling our story to tell the full story of who God is. And that's how we learn from one another. That we get the complete story when we know all these different things about God that we learn through other people. And I can't wait to see the lessons throughout this month. It's going to be a really, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a really, really fun, enjoyable month to learn from one another and our stories. So we all understand, I think, the diversity that's in this room and the differences that we all have. But I'd like to read from Galatians 3, 26 through 29. Because even though we have a lot of diversity, there's one main thing we have in common that I want us to read about. So Paul, Saul, the guy who was trying to stop followers of the way, wrote a letter that has these words in it. It's going to be Galatians 3, 26 through 29. You are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. Let me read some of this again. You are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no Jew, Greek, slave, free, male, female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? We have so much diversity around us. So much. I mean, there's so many things I have in common with my wife, and then there's so many things that we are so different on. And we live together, right? So many things are different, and we're all in relationship with one another. But there is one thing always in this church, as you look around and you see all the differences that we have, that's the same, the one common similarity. It's the big one. We are all children of God. We're all God's children. We are all one in Christ. So although our stories may be different, And that is so incredibly cool to me. I absolutely love the differences in this room. It's through our faith in Christ that we're always united. We're always one. We've been united through our differences and the love that we have for Jesus and our conversion. Paul says our baptism, through your baptism, we're clothed in Christ Jesus. Through our conversion, meaning through us accepting Jesus and following Jesus and being dedicated to being disciples of Jesus, we're all united. That's the thing. We as humans we're all united because of him, even though we have a million different things that we're different on. We also, as humans, like to put labels on things that we are. We do that for a lot of different reasons that I won't go into. But we may label ourselves. Anybody put labels on? I am this. I am fill in the blanks. Black, white, gay, straight, Christian, upper class, lower class, middle class, whatever. Democrat, Republican. Whatever you say that you are, those labels we put on ourselves. There is one label that is most important that I want you to, I am a child of God. That's it. I am a child of God with blue eyes, whatever. Doesn't matter all the rest of it, right? Has four cats and loves them. All these things are not important. All of those other things are just whatever things. They are who I am. But man, I'm a child of God first and foremost, right? Absolutely. One label as to who we are on the inside and our spirit that matters the most. And this is where we find common ground with one another. In a world where we are all so different. In a church where we are all so different. That's our common ground, isn't it? It's like a basin. I was thinking this morning, it's like a basin. Like, child of God is the bowl. And then all of us and all of our stuff is all just being held in it. But man, we're all held together. We're all in this basin together. Because we're all children of God. We're all lovers of Jesus. We're all Jesus freaks, right? So this month, I guess maybe you can play the game yourself of who am I? Who are you in Christ? What's your story? And who have you shared that story with? What's God done for you? How can your story help someone else? Because it can. Yes, it can help someone else, but how can you get that story out to help somebody else? How can your differences in this church all be used for this church? That's a good one. So let's focus on that. Let's focus on who we are in Christ. As a child of God, and then all those things that were different, God can use that different for his glory, to tell his story. There was no other Noah in the Bible, right? There was only one dude that was Noah. There's only one Paul, one Mary, and I forget the other, Rahab. And only one Rahab, right? Their story had to be told for a certain reason, and we learn those things from them, from reading their stories over and over again sometimes. Your differences can be used the same way because only you have those things, those stories, those differences that can be told. You are the only one. You are unique. There's only one of you. There's only one of me. Thank goodness. I know you're happy with that. But this month of June is going to be exciting because we're going to look at that. We're going to hear stories from other people. And we're going to be able to see God through that. And through that, maybe you can start looking into your life and how you can use your story in this church and outside the walls of this church to tell people about Jesus. Even though we all have different backgrounds, different histories, different things we've all been through, we have one wonderful, amazing thing in common, and that is we are children of God. That will always connect us. That will always, always be the stronghold, the thing that binds us all together through all of our differences, right? Amen.